Welcome to Word of the Bay 102. Fuck yeah, baby.
Woo.
Yeah. I'm digging everything about this one.
Yeah?
I have a good feeling.
Good.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it. It's been a while since we got excited about something.
Yeah. Word of the Bay is brought to you, of course, by Audible.com. Fuck you. You can go to Audible. You can go to audibletrial.com/shark and get yourself a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial. They have over 180,000. I can't do this without sounding like scripted. I just do it so much. 180,000 titles for you to choose from. If you got an Android, iPod, a Kindle, or an MP3 player, you're good to go. You can get yourself an audiobook download. If you don't give a fuck about what I'm saying now, skip ahead to 30 minutes and we'll talk about it again later. How about that?
There you go.
Yeah. Here's episode number 102.
Right.
This is going to be cool. We're going to talk about some bucks and some
rays.
Yeah.
And some injuries.
I like how we preface that by saying we're going to talk about things that we always talk about.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, fuck it. All right, cool. Episode 102. Woo! Everybody want to be a bodybuilder. Don't nobody want to lift these heavy ass weights. Oh shit, we're on. Hey, welcome to Word of the Bay podcast. I am Kyle.
I am Nick.
Fuck, we're doing a podcast right now. Holy shit.
Yep.
Oh man, what are we gonna talk about?
Sports.
Okay. Yeah, man. If you like Tampa Bay sports, you're in luck because that's all we're gonna talk about. Speaking of which, Monday Night Football. Watching Monday Night Football with John Gruden.
Yeah.
I was doing the voice the whole time.
Do you really?
Yeah. I was like repeating it back.
Oh man!
Doug Martin hits the hole. Look, watch how he hits the hole. He sees the B hole, then he goes for the A hole. Man, I tell you what, he goes up there and
your Gruden is slipping into Latin.
Buy my tortillas. It's what I drink. See, when I'm sober, it sounds better. I don't know if that's true or not, but I mean, it feels like I do it better.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be Word of the Bay if you stopped drinking.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? This is a podcast where I don't drink on Shark Dropper. I don't drink on Horror Play.
Of course,
this is the only podcast I drink on.
Because this is when we started this podcast, we predicated all of our intentions by saying we want to do this like a few guys sitting at a bar, getting sauced, talking about sports.
Yeah, I went on what did I go on this last week? Dan Lizette's podcast, the Podcast Digest, and I said like basically like it's a podcast where we're not pretending to be smarter than you.
He asked about Word of the Bay.
Yeah, he did.
Oh,
I talked
cool.
about you. You should listen to it. I talked about you. We don't pretend to be smarter than you. We don't pretend to like know more than you. We're just a couple assholes who are going to give our takes on sports.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. And hopefully you find us entertaining.
Hopefully you identify with us.
Entertaining enough to come back. I mean, I know we got some fans. We got some people that love us.
I think I can hear the song start.
Oh, you can. Fuck, you can. Hold on. Let me fix this. Okay, now it's fixed. That was a great intro.
Everything's fixed forever.
Everything's awesome. The people at home don't know what the fuck happened, but
Studio magic.
I didn't adjust the. I didn't mix the podcast well, so the main theme was coming back into the podcast. Nobody knew.
Yeah, whatever. They love this theme.
Yeah.
So when I listen to it, when I listen back to this podcast, I'll see. We'll find out.
Okay. Where do we start this week? Where are we going to start? We're going to talk some bucks. We're going to talk some rays. Maybe throwing some lightning in there.
We have a lightning tidbit.
Yeah. Did anything like nationally happen? Like anything crazy
for hockey?
Just sports in general. I mean, we always kind of touch on the national topics.
Well, I gotta say there was some type of national, and I throw the air quotes up because it's not our nation. It was Jamaica.
Okay. Oh.
But so whatever track and field event. So you know something.
Oh, real quick. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to cut you off. I did. There is something I wanted to mention in the beginning. Kyle Barber, who was on the podcast last week, K_Barber9.
Yes.
You can find him on Twitter. He also does the Tape to Tape podcast. He donated some money to us on Patreon.
So thank you. Saw that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you very much, Kyle, for that. You were an awesome guest. And now you're an awesome person in general just for donating to us.
Yeah. Karma's going to be catching up to you soon. So look forward to that.
You're going
to
get at least 7 blowjobs.
Oh, yeah.
Before the year's out.
Yep. And if you take Kyle's advice and keep going to the gym, yeah.
Or if you're not a blowjob guy, you're gonna get 7 boxes of free cereal, which is basically the same thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Reese's quick, right cereal. Off the top of your head, what's your favorite cereal?
Oh fuck. Oh, you're putting me on the spot.
I did.
Oh, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Great choice.
Yeah.
Great choice.
Yeah. The only cereal that I ate in an entire sitting during the summer, what's yours?
Apple Smacks.
Wait, the little frog,
it holds the milk the best. They're so good. Yeah, absolutely, man.
What?
Yeah, I know.
You're blowing my fucking mind here.
Mm-hmm. It was either that or Fruity Pebbles because I love Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, man, I can go all day on cereal.
Yeah.
I'm just a lover of cereal in general. That's like the best.
I think you just figured out
food.
Top five's next.
It's got to be. Because I know I think they've already done it.
What?
I believe, yeah, I think they've done top five cereals.
Is that one in like the back waiting?
Yeah,
for the,
it's in the
back. Day
off. In fact, I think it's one I got to edit this week.
I know, Jonathan asked me to remind you. This is me telling you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then that's getting edited this week. Yeah, man. I gotta say, either it's gonna be Cinnamon Toast Crunch number one. Number two, that's hard. I mean, it gets tough from there. Maybe Fruity Pebbles. Dude, you could put a cereal in front of me and I will. The chances are, unless it's like, what's the one? What's the shitty one?
Raisin Bran.
Raisin Bran. No, I love Raisin Bran.
Nah, it's the worst for you.
Mm, is it really?
Yeah. Think of how much sugar does raisins have?
Yeah. Raisin Bran Crunch. Yeah.
Yep.
No.
Cracklin' Oat Bran's good.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, it's like an old people cereal, but it tastes so good.
What's the shit? The mini wheats.
Oh, yeah, I'm not a big fan of those.
Yeah, shredded wheats.
Not my thing.
No, not my thing.
And the giant ones, it's like, okay, so I have two things.
Yeah, the frosted mini wheats? Yeah, go fuck yourself. It tastes like shit.
Yeah, Cheerios are good. I like Cheerios.
Oh, love Cheerios. Love Cheerios, love Corn Flakes, love Rice Krispies, just the plain ones. Just,
Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, and Frosted, oh, man, it gets even better when you put the sugar on it.
Welcome to Cereal Cast.
I can fill an hour on this, I'm telling you.
Wait a second, what did you interrupt me for originally?
The Usain Bolt.
Oh, no, you interrupted me for Barber. Are you done with that thought?
I'm done with that thought.
Okay,
I just wanted to thank him, and that's all.
Yes, as you heard Kyle bury the lead, Usain Bolt. At some track and field event. So let me preface this. Anytime you see track and field on the bottom line on any sports network, and it's not the Olympics, something bad happened.
I'd say either something bad happened
or a world record.
Or like, Usain Bolt did something. He farted.
Well, this time, something bad happened to Usain Bolt.
Okay.
So he won his little event. I don't know where it was, what it was for, but they have these Segway cameramen. You've seen these, right? Like the gyroscopically stabilized cameras on the... So,
dude, it's funny you should say that. I was in Publix last night, and I lived in downtown St. Pete. So, like, they have those, like, weird Segway tours, and, like, a bunch of those Segway fucks were, like, down in Publix.
And this is a Publix. Like, ooh, wow.
You can get buy one, get one cookies.
What's a Publix?
I shit you not. People want to go into Publix when they come to Florida.
Well, cut everybody outside of... Everybody outside of Publix's realm hears about Publix subs.
Yeah.
If you don't know what Publix is and you're listening to this podcast, find one.
Yeah.
Go there, have a sub. They're delicious.
If you're listening to us out of state and like you like fucking Kroger or like whatever, like, okay, tell me how good Kroger subs are. Yeah. Exactly.
I thought it was Kroger.
It's Kroger.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Kroger. Yeah.
Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah, how good are Piggly Wiggly subs? Huh? Anybody in Arkansas want to tell me?
How good are Albertsons? Oh, wait, never mind. They're not.
Yeah, they're not a thing anymore. Rest in peace, Albertsons. Remember when Sweet Bay tried to, like, do subs? Like, hey, we got subs, too.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Shut up, Sweet Bay.
go away, Sweet Bay.
So, anyway, Usain Bolt. He's being followed by one of these camera Segway men, and... The Segway guys, obviously, he's more of a cameraman than a Segway driver. He is focusing purely on getting the right shot of Usain Bolt celebrating his win. And he kind of fucks up, hits a curb, over adjusts, and then proceeds to run over Usain Bolt.
Oh God. Well, you're never getting a job ever again. All right, fucking...
All right, so this is what Kyle's watching it live. It happened live.
Oh God. Oh man. No, see, oh God. It's even worse than I thought, because I thought like maybe Usain Bolt
rolls up on his ankles.
I thought maybe like Usain Bolt was running or something, but he's just walking. He's like greeting the crowd. Oh, you fucking idiot. You fucking idiot.
Did you see his first reaction is to look at the expensive camera instead of the like multi-million dollar athlete you just run over?
Was it really? This is like the Zapruder film.
Look at this. Look, he's like, oh shit, my camera.
Oh, you're right. Well, I'm sure it's probably an expensive camera. It's probably like an Alexa or something.
Look how cool he is about it, too.
Is he smiling about it?
Yeah, no, he gets up and he gives them the like the, it's okay, man.
Okay.
Oh, this is the other. This is the angle I saw originally.
Like, dude, this is like the Kennedy assassination. Man. This is the unseen angle. Oh, yeah,
he hits the sidewalk.
All right, this makes sense.
Look how cool he is about
this
it.
Makes total sense.
This makes total he's smiling. Sense.
Is he fine? He's okay. Really? Yeah.
Uh oh.
He grabs his cast.
It's never good when they reach down to
rub. Well, I mean,
the
I'm sure. I'm sure. Like, you know, something. The poor guy, I mean, like, okay, I mean, I get this, because he's going behind Usain Bolt, and he's like, he's getting the shot, and like, he accidentally rolls over part of like the, I guess it's kind of like a sidewall or something.
I think that's the rail that the camera runs on to keep pace with the guys that they're, that way you have a steady view of who's winning the race.
Yeah, I don't know if I can blame the cameraman. It was, or maybe I can, I don't know.
I just think it's hilarious, either way, it's sports, and it's like, cue the Looney Tunes music.
Yeah, cue Yakety Sax. Poor dude.
But, you know.
That sucks.
So how quickly till Jamaica Band segues?
No, I don't think so. Is he okay?
I have no idea. I think this happened today.
Did it really? Uploaded today. Shit, you're right.
Well, that doesn't mean I'm right. They could have that guy could have literally just uploaded it today.
Let's look at the news.
I love that.
Oh, he won. He won his thing.
No, it was after he won. Yeah.
Oh, it was after he won?
Yeah.
I'm sure he's fine. That sucks.
So yeah,
sucks to be fucking that camera guy.
So that's my national sports news. We went with track and field.
Who's he working for? Because he's not working for them anymore.
Exactly. Maybe we can get him on the podcast.
That sucks.
What's
yeah,
it like
maybe,
to run over a legend?
We could. Dude, was there something else that happened? So wasn't there like a big thing that like all the PTIs and the
Oh, Kurt Schilling. Yes. Did you hear about Kurt Schilling's Twitter post?
Oh yes.
How did we not?
Fucking idiot. Oh, what a fucking idiot this guy is.
You don't even need to look it up. I can quote it.
Go ahead.
So he said that there's oh, fuck night. So Muslims and Muslim extremists Muslim extremists make up 10% of the Muslim population. And they say, well, that's not really that big of a deal. But he said, well, the you know, Nazis occupied only 7% of the German population. And look how that turned
out. Yeah, he retweeted a meme that said it's only 5 to 10% of Muslims who are extremists. In 1940, only 7% of Germans were Nazis. How'd that go? These fucking stupid like conservative memes that come out, like the one I saw today about like they had the picture of that guy who killed a bunch of people in South Carolina.
Oh,
and then the picture of the guy who killed the news reporter, mm-hmm. and it's like, white guy kills somebody, it's because of the Confederate flag. Black guy kills somebody, he's just a lone maniac. It's like, oh, go fuck yourself.
Stop generalizing.
Yeah,
like
clearly they're two very complex and very different issues. But like
every issue needs to be taken as its individual, because I don't understand it's overgeneralization.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, of course it is. To take something so complex and so tragic and
put it in a meme.
Into a meme is fucking absurd. Yeah. It's
disrespectful.
Bonkers.
It's disrespectful to Muslims. It's disrespectful to Germans. It's disrespectful to Jews.
Yeah.
Who didn't you manage to piss off with this tweet?
You've pissed off a lot of people, Kurt Schilling. Good job.
Some people are saying it was because he wanted to get out of covering the fucking World Series. Little League. He's like, I don't want to do this.
Dude, by the way, I don't know. Little League World Series to me, I've been watching it a little bit. When I'm at the gym, I see it on all the time.
Because that's all they have.
It's all they have. And it's like these 12-year-olds throwing fastball. I'm like, it's impressive, but it's also like, you know, don't you want to go do some cool 12-year-old shit? Like, when I was 12,
pretend you're Batman.
Yeah, I had Pokemon cards, and was awesome. And we'd go trade Pokemon. I mean,
no, they're doing like strength and conditioning drills, and
I guess if that's what you're into.
But you know what? I think it was Carl Crawford I think it was B.J. Upton said like every morning he got up in high school to go pitch with his dad before school.
Okay, there. Key word there is dad. Like, what separates Little League dad from pageant mom?
Ooh,
you know,
great comparison. I've never thought. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
What is
like? I wasn't good enough an athlete for myself, so I'm going to vicariously live through my kid.
Right. I wasn't pretty enough to
exactly. Oh my god,
what's the difference there?
There is no difference.
Yeah,
the fact that it's not acceptable to film a pageant and broadcast it nationally for people to watch and. Little League Baseball, there's money to be made.
Yeah. Oh my God. Here's the thing. Yeah. The pageant circuit of these little 12-year-olds doing pageants and stuff is on like, oh my God, the mothers are crazy. What are they doing to their kids? And this is putting the makeup on them and all that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we're like, fuck yeah, Little League World Series is on ESPN2, baby.
Look at dads dadding out over
here. Yeah, fucking yeah. Meanwhile, Bat Dad's in the fucking stands like, that was a strike. Yeah. That was a strike and you know it.
So, yeah, it's...
Come on, Bradley. Come on, Bradley. You got this. Okay.
Sir.
What? What?
There's always one. Okay, Jesus Christ.
I'm telling you.
I want to see the one between like Chinese Taipei and like, I don't know, Canada. Dude. See that dad.
I heard a crazy stat. I read a crazy stat recently about hockey players, like young hockey players, because of the age of the selection for hockey players
is 16.
Right, but
it can be 16.
They choose the hockey players in July, and oh shit,
are you talking about the people born in a certain month,
right,
making it to the NHL?
Yeah. Because the selection process takes place in July.
Think about it. All those people come from most hockey cultures are in the north, right?
Right.
What do you do when it's cold?
Play hockey.
You fuck.
Oh yeah, but no. What I'm saying is like that because of the age disparity between certain hockey players when it comes to like most hockey players that are chosen to like to go into like better leagues, like mm-hmm. the youth hockey players that are selected are born between the months of January and I want to say it's like July, something like mm-hmm. that. I'm kind of throwing that out there.
Well, the disparity between those not and those that are.
Well, the thing is because they're those kids are older by, you know, like
a few months.
By months. Yeah. So that they're stronger, they have better competition.
They've literally been alive longer to be stronger.
That's, And at that age, it's a big difference, you know, when you see like nowadays, like at our age, we see somebody, you know, 3 to 5 years older or younger than us, we don't really know unless they tell us.
Yeah.
But as a kid, you're like, oh, that kid's clearly older than I am because he's bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the high school experience. You're like, you're clearly a senior because holy shit.
I just thought that was interesting. Come on, Bradley! Shoot the puck!
Yeah. Hockey dad.
Yeah, hockey dad.
Eh?
But it is absurd that ESPN sits there and sells ads during fucking Little League World Series. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, it's almost become taboo for you know the little Miss Pageant or mm-hmm. whatever.
You know what you're doing to your daughter.
Yeah, what is this?
I don't know. Are you telling me that you're not rewarding your kid with love because he's good at baseball?
Yeah. I mean, if the kid wants to play baseball, more power to him. I mean, we wouldn't have Major League Baseball if it weren't for those dads. So
I get it. But the thing is we did before there was a Little League World Series.
Yeah.
So there was baseball.
Yeah. Why does there need to be a Little League World Series where it's on TV and you're profiting off of these kids?
I mean, I get it. If you want to, show the championship.
Great. Sure. Yeah, that's fine. I'm cool with that. Like, I'll watch that.
Like, no offense, and I know I'm comparing Little League World Series to arena football, but ESPN is showing the arena championship, and they got less of a plug for that than they did for what's next on SportsCenter when we come back.
Yeah, dude, no, you bring up a fantastic point, because it's like, okay, because they're showing like the prelims to the World Series, the Little League World Series, and like the build up to it, it adds this whole another layer of pressure to the kids. And like, is that a good thing or not? I don't know. Maybe, you know, if they're going to be pros one day. But I mean, most of the kids they just go off
they
to do
don't.
Just shit. Yeah, they just go fucking fuck off, and you know,
exactly.
I'm an accountant now.
You're telling me that 3'9" kid that's up there just because his dad's the coach, and he's like, I'm going to play with the big guys. And you think he's got a future in baseball? I mean, I know every once... Sam Fold, at one point in time, was that kid, but...
Yeah. I mean, you always see... You see that in Major League Baseball now, where they're like, oh, he, you know... Or who was it that... they showed him, like... I think he was either playing the Yankees or he's on the Yankees. They, like, showed him as a little leaguer with Derek Jeter, and now he's like playing against there or something.
Oh.
I forget what that was.
I didn't see it.
That happened last year. I forget who the fuck it was. But I mean, like, you see that rarely. Like, I mean, it's with the amount of kids that play baseball throughout, you know, their adolescence and high school years. Like, this is a massive talent pool.
You know what's ridiculous? We were talking about it a long time ago on this podcast, but we talked about how we looked up the numbers. It was like 2% of collegiate athletes make it to the professionals.
It's crazy.
So how much percentage of those kids that were playing Little League didn't make it to college?
It's got
to
be like point
exactly.
Something, something, something.
So literally it's the cream of the cream of
the crop. Yes, yes. I mean, getting... that kid's really fucking good. But, yeah,
but... He's no my kid.
Come on, Bradley!
So you reminded me of another sports thing.
Okay.
Derek Jeter sharked or golf sharked President Obama. Did you hear about this?
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. Derek Jeter went and played golf with Obama, and first few strokes, he shanked the ball. He's like, oh, yeah, I've never played before. So he took President on, played a few holes, and...
President Obama, Jeter swindled him. Fuck yeah. Good for you, Jeter. Dude, Derek Jeter is playing golf with a president. Isn't that fucked up? Like, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Or
you know what he is? He has the Donovan McNabb syndrome. He's off the Yankees now. I like him.
Yeah, I do like him. It's like, I've always kind of liked him. I mean, I'll be honest. Like, the only times I hated him was when I was at Tropicana Field and we're playing the Yankees, and like, he did something good. I'm like, fuck that guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I'm in. The McNabb syndrome. Because when McNabb left the Eagles, both you and I were like, yay!
Yeah. I could like him.
Yeah. And then he went to Washington. It was like,
Washington, Minnesota. You're like, what are you doing?
Wait, he went to Minnesota?
I think he went to Minnesota. Like a tiny hair of a minute. He was there.
Okay.
Dude, Obama, like, regardless of your politics, whatever you think of him, like, Obama's definitely trying to be, like, the cool president.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely, cool. Like, I'm not your dad's president.
Yeah, going on podcasts. I did Mark Maron. I said the N-word on Mark Maron, bitches.
Yeah. What president said that?
Yeah.
Probably a lot before 1940.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lyndon B. Johnson said it at least 1,000 times.
I said it during my presidential speech and nobody gave shit. Yeah,
nobody even noticed. And you're like, holy shit, he did. Like,
yeah.
Wow, the 60s were fucked up.
Yeah. Oh.
Anyways. Good.
Aren't you glad we live in a society where everybody can kill each other equally?
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm so sad. That whole news.
It does.
I was so sad about that. I can't wait. I'm going to talk about it on Shark Dropper.
Yes.
But like, it was just like, it was heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's...
You mentioned that angle, like where it's the killer.
Yeah.
I saw the news angle, but I didn't see the killer angle. I'm like, I don't want to watch it.
So, yeah, the killer angle, he knew what he was doing. Obviously, he knew what he was doing. But he wore a GoPro strapped to his chest. And it was like Doom. No, it looked like Doom because that this was the angle you got.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was like the gun straight in front of him. And
that poor little, that poor girl, man.
And she was like retiring too. Like,
yeah.
Oh.
Cute little girl. She was.
Yeah.
This world's fucked up. Hey, we live in strange times.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah. On to bigger and better news.
I would say bigger and better, but let's just say moving on.
Well, it's definitely better.
Let's move. Yeah, let's bring the spirits up a little bit. We had the first, or the second, rather, preseason game. Yes. Nick, you came in. I came in today. You were wearing your Bucks hat. You're wearing a red shirt. Yeah. I came in today wearing my Bucks shirt.
Yeah, your old, like, orange throwback Tampa Bay
and
hat.
The orange hat.
When I text you was completely serious. Like,
oh, yeah. You know, yeah, you're right.
We win one preseason fucking game and our panties are wet.
Hey, I'll put it like this. It was a very promising game.
It was.
Like, I'm not saying we're going to set the world on fire. I'm not saying we're making the playoffs. I'm not saying that we're going to win the division.
But we're not going 2-14.
I'm not even saying that we're going to be over 500, but we're not going 2-14. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
So I think the ceiling of wins just went from 8 to 9. I don't think
really. I'm going to stay at 8.
There's no way we make the playoffs. There's no way.
Unless something happens like what happened last year with the division, and it's just so terrible.
Yeah, exactly. Like 8-8 trip and fall in the playoffs.
Yeah. But I would agree with that. I'm not going to up my win total. I'm still staying strong with 8-8 is our ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, surprise me if we're better than that.
We've talked on this podcast a few times about what we expect and desire out of a team, and getting better is a big thing. Like, being better than the last time I saw you is always important.
Yeah. Yes.
From preseason 1 to preseason game 2, somebody woke up. Somebody, like, I don't know if it was Marpet being put in. I don't know if it was like...
Dude, you know, I don't know. I forget where I read it. It might have been Bucks Nation. It might have been Joe Bucks fan. But, like, the Bengals players were saying Jameis Winston didn't make the same mistakes that he made the previous game on tape. So, like, they watched the tape, and they were expecting him to make these mistakes, and he didn't make those mistakes. So that's a very promising thing about
it. Which is status quo for Jameis Winston now.
Yeah.
It's like, we are seeing it literally transition from him being a good collegiate quarterback and adjuster to being being able, I wouldn't say he's a good and a professional quarterback. I mean, come on, he hasn't even thrown a fucking touchdown yet.
Right.
But he has shown the ability as a rookie to make himself better and not make the same mistakes.
You know what else he's shown that is very surprising is that he's able to look off a safety. I saw it multiple times on Twitter, and I saw a few articles where, especially on that first drive where he hit Evans for he hit him for a strike. Evans was kind of was in coverage. He threw it in triple coverage for a completion. And they show on that pass in particular that he was actually looking off the safety. So he was dropping back. He was, you know, he was looking to his right, looking to his left.
So he created that window.
He created the window by looking off the safety, which is something you don't really see a lot in
especially from a rookie.
Right.
I'll say this much. He's already making me feel more comfortable than Josh Freeman ever did.
Yeah. I won't go as far to say that because I've been burned in the past, but he's looking very promising. Mm-hmm. I will say that. I mean, he's looking good, and that it pains me to say it because, like, I'm still an unsure Bucks fan in terms of, like, Jameis.
Oh, yeah.
It's like he's got that pass and all that.
Yeah, but you know, he's been squeaky clean since he's been with us.
I guess.
Which,
I mean,
I understand your past follows you, but if we're grading him on how he has been as a Buck, it's been stellar.
Yeah, he's been fine. He's been fine so far. I mean, maybe he learned his lesson. I
heard
I
he was
know.
Keeping up Bell. Was it Kenny Bell?
Kenny Bell.
Yeah, I heard he was keeping him up because they were roommates with a rookie minicamp, and he was quizzing him on plays, and they told Jameis, shut up, go to bed. So
he looked good in this game. I will say that. Like, he looked iffy in the last game. Yeah. He had his flashes, but But that's all you want to see, really. You just want to see flashes of greatness. He's a rookie.
For all those people that are screaming at the radio right now, it's like, well, they didn't even game plan for the Bucks. We didn't game plan for them either.
Oh, dude, no, they did game plan for us.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
so this NFL philosophy, at NFL philosophy, he had a series of tweets last night where he showed how the Bengals essentially neutralized Gerald McCoy in the pass rushing wise. So what they did is that they had the guard actually. So this is what happened. They lined up in the pistol formation, and the guard kind of ran past Gerald McCoy. So Gerald McCoy immediately is expecting and looking for contact. He's looking for contact. Mm-hmm. So he comes off the ball, ready to contact somebody. The guard runs right past
nobody
him.
There.
So he's like, what the fuck? Meanwhile, the fullback runs in from the pistol formation and hits him head on, knocks him to the ground, essentially neutralizing him for the play, which he said was fucking genius. And, you know, if he could do that, then...
But we need to rely on others, because Gerald McCoy getting that kind of scheme done to him opens up lanes for Johnson, for Smith, for, you know, what I can't even pronounce. What's his name? Is he on our team anymore?
No, I don't think so. That's a Shannon man.
What? He was here last year.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gone. He's a Shannon man.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, Johnson had a sack this game, and it was the only game. I think we ran a blitz on that play,
and it was
an effective blitz. So, it's just there's just good signs coming out of the team in preseason. And I'm not saying that we're playoff contenders. I'm just saying there are good signs.
I saw a big negative in that game, though.
What's that?
The penalties. Oh my God.
I feel like the refs were a little.
Maybe like making examples like this won't fly in the regular season,
particularly Donovan Smith. Like there was a few holding calls where I thought where maybe he was just making a good block, or he beat his dude. He brought him to the ground, and that's just good football. And he was called for a hold. And I thought, there were some ticky tack ones, but yes, I do agree. Like that's
worrisome.
That's a problem. But that's why isn't that why you play the preseason to get those issues out?
So we're gonna do this negative compliment sandwich thing that Stewie from Family Guy taught me. So that was a bad thing, and the good thing is Jameis Winston sounds like a real NFL quarterback on the line, calling audibles, switching the plays, switching up. I was watching NFL live at the gym when I was on the treadmill, and I usually don't listen to what the TV is going on. I just kind of have it in the background while I run. But I plugged my earbuds in, and they were talking about how Jameis Winston on multiple occasions got the Bucks more yards by switching the plays at the line.
Interesting.
So, you know, anytime you hear that, no, we good, we good, we good, we good, that was an audible.
Really?
So,
I didn't know that.
I didn't expect to hear that from a rookie signal caller.
The bads, I can't really, I didn't watch much of the game, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, I was a little too busy last week.
You were here, weren't you?
Was I here?
Yeah, I was supposed to come over, and you were doing Shark Dropper.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that's right. Sense. Yeah, that was Monday. Yeah, so. I had to leave. I had to leave by 8:30, so I didn't get to watch much of the game.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of it here.
The first drive, though. Whoa.
Yeah, the first drive was good. I listened to Dekaroff do it, which was... You know, it's always awesome when you hear Dekaroff for the first time. First and 10, Buccaneers. You know,
it gets all excited.
Yeah, it gets all excited. Has a first down, Doug Martin.
Martin. I don't know how to feel.
Neither do I. Because I'm the same place as you.
Because it's like, you know,
he looks good.
Yeah, but so did Cadillac.
Yeah, but you know, the big thing about Cadillac is Gruden never let him run in the preseason. Like they'd always let him out of the garage, quote unquote, in the regular season.
Maybe that's why he fucked up his knee. I mean,
dude, Martin looks great, and
he does. It,
the blocking schemes and the lanes that were opening up for him. I don't know if this is Dirk Cutter or
is Ali fucking Marpet,
or if it's Ali Marpet, or if it's Donovan Smith, or if it's just Doug fucking Martin.
Yeah.
But like, he's looking very good right now at this point. last game and first game, I mean, the shining star of the preseason so far to me,
absolutely,
is Doug Martin.
I completely agree.
Yeah, he looks great. And like, you know, I've gone on record on this podcast as I've assigned him both a B and a U in terms of bust.
Yeah.
But you know, maybe this is time for me to eat crow, because if he has a good season this year, then I'll gladly eat some crow.
But that doesn't make him not a bust. Having a good rookie year, bad second year, bad third year, and a good fourth year makes you
sure
okay.
Sure, I would, you know, him having a good year this year would be huge for us. That'd
be the best blanket for Jameis Winston.
That's the best case scenario. That's our 8-8 season. If he has a good year this year, because like exactly what you said, we need him to be the blanket for Jameis, because mm-hmm. he's a rookie quarterback. Whatever we want to slice it, whatever fucking good you see out of him in preseason and camp, he's mm-hmm. still a rookie quarterback.
He will make mistakes.
He will make
there
a
will
lot
be
of
games that he loses by making a mistake.
Of course. Yeah. There's going to be games after we're going to spend weeks being, what the fuck, Jameis? What the fuck?
What are you thinking?
What was he thinking on that play?
Yeah. So having Doug Martin be above average, I won't even say like really good. If he's above average, we're going to run the ball. Our play fakes are going to work. Jameis Winston's not going to be eating turf.
Dude, speaking of play fakes, did you see that one the other on that night? That terrible play fake. I think he Jameis made it into a good play, but like,
oh wait, is that the one he scored a touchdown where he did a naked bootleg and he just rolled out and stumbled out of the line?
It wasn't a touchdown, but I mean, he fucked the play fake up way bad. It was a play action pass, and he kind of he botched that. His play action has a little bit of work to be done.
So I know we've talked about,
but yeah, I'm sorry.
No,
but Doug Martin, yeah, man. If he's anywhere near where his rookie form,
yeah,
and I think a lot of that has to do with Dirk Koetter. I think having an offensive coordinator,
like, what's his name? Our quarterback coach from last year,
Arroyo.
Yeah,
Marcus Arroyo.
God bless him. He tried.
He tried,
but.
He had never even coached.
Exactly. He never called plays before.
Yeah.
So it's like,
of course our offense looks terrible, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. But I also think it's Dirk Koetter being a better offensive coordinator than the likes that we've had for quite some time.
Yeah. Better than a Jeff Jackozinski. Better than a fucking Jeff Tedford.
Yeah.
Better than
Marcus Arroyo.
Marcus Arroyo, you know. Yeah. Better than all those. Better than a Mike Sullivan.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think Dirk Koetter, I love the hire of Dirk Koetter immediately when we hired him. So I think
you know what Lovey's doing? He's surrounding himself by professionals. And I like that.
Yeah.
Like, I also like the fact that Mike Glennon, dare I say, actually looked Matt Ryan-esque.
Oh, Christ.
He did.
He's a vet now. He's a veteran quarterback.
Yes, but he could have sourpussed up. He could have done a lot of things.
Yeah.
What has he done? Sacked up, proved that he's a viable starter somewhere in this league, and I guarantee you that second round pick we were asking for him will come eventually. Mark my words, that's my bold prediction.
I think we'd be lucky if some team gave up too much for him, but you know what? Mike Lennon's is going to be the next Sage Rosenfeld.
No, watch. Mark my words, a playoff team will lose their quarterback. And they're going to need some guy to come in and just not fuck it up.
Like the Broncos. The Broncos need some guy fucking what's his face behind Peyton Manning's not working out.
Mm-hmm.
So Glennon comes in and just.
Think about the Texans. Texans are good enough without their shitty quarterback problems.
Fuck you. Yeah, that's a good point.
So the thing is okay, say the Texans.
Or the Bills.
Yeah. Well, actually, the AFC East looks like it could be had this year by any team.
Yeah. Oh, AFC East is wide open, which is awesome. This is going to be a great season.
It's not the New England year. It's like, all right, well, fucking they're going to the playoffs.
Yeah, who knows?
But, you know, maybe Garoppolo actually fucking lights it up. I don't know.
I mean, Matt Castle did back in the day.
Yeah, and then look what he's doing. He's fighting for his job in Buffalo now.
Right. I'm just saying.
Against Tyrod fucking Taylor. Like...
By the way,
EJ Manuel's probably like, God damn it.
If we're discussing the league as a whole, man, I fucking drafted Jordy Nelson in my fantasy league for Twitter, the Twitter Family Fantasy League. What a tragedy that is. I feel for you, Jonathan. That should happen to no team.
So I'll say this. I was thinking about this the other day, and Jonathan is much, much wiser about the Packers than you and I give him credit for.
Yeah.
Remember, do you remember when we were at Mellow Mushroom? You find out that Randall Cobb signed that contract?
Yeah. And he was ecstatic.
He said, this will go down in the offseason as one of the bigger not free agency, but signings that we had.
He was over the moon about that.
Look at exactly how Cobb is now their number one and a decent number one.
Yeah, I think more is being made out of the Jordy Nelson thing that actually is. Like, you still have Aaron Rodgers, dude. It's not
exactly
going to matter.
Shut the fuck up.
He's going to put the ball in your hands. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you just catch it most of the time and you're fine.
But the sad thing is it does affect his fantasy value because he's not going to have good targets.
It very much affects my fucking fantasy value because I don't have fucking Jordy Nelson, who I have to auto draft because we had the fucking release party for Doppel Avenue Hurt on Saturday and the draft was Saturday. So I'm like, well, fuck. I guess I'm not drafting. So
don't feel bad. My draft for Jesse's league, I'm working. So.
Yeah, good. I'm good. Well, whatever. Fuck it. What do you want to do for our league? Do you really want to do the keeper thing? Or
no, I don't. Really, really don't want to do the keeper thing.
Yeah.
If the rest of the league wants it, okay. But
that's the consensus.
We are lucky to have everybody finish the goddamn season.
Yeah.
Let alone, like, we had weeks last year where people were playing against for sure wins that were important wins, and it kind of fucked up the people that actually tried.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. So. It fucked me more than a time or two.
Mm-hmm. Because if you were in, we had the two conferences, and if you were in the one conference with the three people who stopped playing, you had three wins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, we'll do the fucking thing.
Yeah, sorry. I know we don't talk about fantasy football, but
I think we'll up the fantasy talk this year, though.
I understand you don't want to hear about our teams.
We're not
but you
talk
will
about our teams.
You
yeah.
will want to hear about highly productive people and yeah. who you're thinking. Maybe I'll even mislead Kyle and tell him I'm looking for
Maybe
somewhere.
I'll mislead Nick or even I'll mislead Nick, but there's a couple of people that listen to this podcast and I'm also playing in a fantasy league with, so I'll mislead you motherfuckers as well.
Hmm.
Don't think I'm not onto your shit, okay, man? Don't think John Gruden's not on the fantasy league there, buddy.
You want to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break. We got a lot of baseball talk, so we'll take a quick break. We'll be back. Hey, folks. Remember when I said in the beginning to fast forward 30 minutes to listen to the break? Well, here we are. And if you didn't listen to that, hi, welcome to the break. There's music playing.
And we're going to talk about books.
Yeah, baby.
So you've heard us say this before, probably a few times. Go to www.audibletrial.com/shark.
Yeah, bitch.
When you go there, you can get yourself a free book and a free 30-day trial to Audible. They have over 180,000 titles.
Or 108,000.
That's almost 200,000. You know what? By now, it's probably 200,000.
I don't know. Audible hasn't told us whether or not what the fucking deal is with that. So
you know what?
It's a lot.
Listeners of this show, go there and count them.
It's fucking lot, bro.
And then get back to me.
Yeah, yeah. Go there and count them, and
tweet at me.
Tweet at me at Nick on the Audibles or whatever.
Just like that. Just as it sounds.
Yeah. I've been reading a Picture of Dorian Gray by Oscar Wilde. A fucking Oscar Wilde novel. So I mean, I've been reading
or listening.
Reading. Oh. I've been listening. Yeah. I'll be honest. I'm not gonna jerk you off and say I'm listening to a fucking Picture of Dorian Gray. I've been reading the goddamn book, okay? But you can go to audibletrial.com and get the audiobook, and it's a 9-hour, 14-minute book narrated by Stephen Crossley. And it's a great book because it's a fucking challenging read, man. I'll tell you what, I went from Stephen King to Oscar Wilde, and I'm like, oh, God. I went from 1990s Massachusetts to fucking 1800s Britain. Jesus, fuck.
Whereth what?
Whereth what and whoeth thou this?
What the fuck hath happened?
Yeah. But no, it's honestly, it's a great book that kind of makes me think about my own youth, my own mortality, it makes me think about life and living it freely versus kind of living it conventionally. It's a great book that really does make you think, and it's a book that was very controversial back in the 1800s. So if you're into that kind of history stuff, it's a good book to look into.
Is he a vampire?
Who?
Dorian Gray.
The only reason
I asked that is I remember from League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
I haven't gotten that far.
You've seen the movie.
I haven't seen the movie. The premise of the book is that an artist paints a portrait of this young man who envies the portrait so much that he makes a deal that he stays the same age while the portrait ages, and he kind of makes a Faustian deal.
Okay.
And
you know what?
It goes from there.
You should watch League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
I think I should.
Sean Connery's in it. It's pretty good. And poor man Johnny Depp is in it.
Oh, really?
Literally the guy. Dorian Gray is a poor man's Johnny Depp.
Oh.
For the longest time, I was like, who the fuck is this guy? He looks a lot like everybody in Hollywood.
Is it really Johnny Depp?
No.
Oh. This is another guy.
Yeah, it's just another guy that happened to be like... It's like that guy who did. Remember that TV show Torque?
Torque?
Torque.
No.
It was not
in the slightest.
It was like a guy soap opera. Like, it was two cops, and they had the funding, and they did all these private missions. Anyway, the guy looked like a poor man's Tom Cruise.
I don't know.
Poor man. What else? Oh.
21 Drum Street? Because Johnny Depp was in that movie or in that fucking series. So, I mean.
No.
Serendipitous.
Not that. Do you. Okay. Real talk. Have you seen the New Moon and those stupid.
Robert
vampire.
Pattinson and.
Yeah. Have you seen any of those?
Kristen something. Kind of.
Okay.
Of.
So the dad is the poor man Tom Cruise.
Oh, fuck. Who is that? Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
So go to audibletrial.com.
Yeah, go to audibletrial.com/shark and go download a picture of Dorian Gray. It's a fucking great movie. Or download Twilight. Movie. Who gives a fuck?
It's a great movie.
Or it's a great book. Or fucking download Twilight because it's good shit. Anyways, audibletrial.com/shark.
He looks exactly like Tom Cruise.
I gotta find out who the fuck this guy is. So Twilight, I guess. Okay, we'll go 2008.
Was he in the film? I don't even know if he was in the first one.
No, he's gotta be. I'm just gonna Control F Dad. Damn it,
Father. Yeah, Control F Father.
Bam, lives with her father, Charlie.
God damn it.
Who the fuck played Charlie? Boom, Billy Burke. Oh,
no,
suck my dick.
That's not.
Oh,
who you
look,
think it
there
is.
He is. There he is.
That's not him.
Come on, Brandon. Play the fucking.
That's not him. That's.
It looks like that actually looks like a poor man's Billy Bob Thornton.
I was just about to say that. There's so many people in Hollywood that look like other people.
Billy Burke. What about? Yeah, fuck. I don't know. All right. Let's search. Let's Google image search. Poor man's Tom Cruise. Cruise.
Yeah. Sure.
Images, and it's Michael J. Fox. Is that Michael J. Fox?
That's Scott Wolf.
All right, fine. Scott Wolf is your poor man's Tom Cruise. So Scott Wolf played that on Twilight.
No, he didn't. That's not him.
Let it be known.
God damn it.
Idris Limbeck is your poor man's Tom Cruise. How about that?
Nah.
What was that? What was that noise? Is that me?
That drip. I think it was your phone.
No, my phone. My phone is on silent. We're on silent running, Maltar.
I miss that show so much.
Silent running.
All right, we're back with sports now.
Okay, all right. It's time to talk about sports. Talk about Jordy Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about Quan Alexander. Oh, man, there's nothing else to talk about in terms of
Non-baseball stuff.
And I mean, all the baseball stuff I want to confine to a single segment that we like to call Do the Rays Suck? So, I mean, is it time?
It's time.
All right. Let's find out. We'll be right back. Do the Rays suck? Oh, my God. Yes, they do. Let's get out of here.
All right. I don't know. We're in this crappy cycle where we do something really, really positive, and then we follow it with choking.
Yeah. I feel like we're in the death throes of the season right now.
Yep.
Very much so. I mean, it felt like that last night. It kind of feels like that tonight and the night before.
It's a little disconcerting that we're coming into this time of the season and we can't do it.
We don't feel like a playoff team. Tom Jones had an article in the paper today that's like, yeah, the Rays don't feel like a playoff team, and it's true. I mean, I don't feel a Heat Rays.
No. I think, by the way, that's my ESPN still feel the Heat Rays.
Feel the Heat Rays. Feel the Heat Rays.
So I think I remember in the beginning of the season, you were, what was your high water mark?
I said around 70, high 70s, maybe something like that.
Yeah. I said 85, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't think we're getting 85.
No.
We'll
be lucky.
Probably get 80. 80 and 84 is probably our record.
We'll be lucky to get 80.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. 84. 80 and 84.
Not bad for a first year.
I don't know. We've been doing bad. I mean, last night I was at the game, and Rene Rivera had arguably the at-bat of the season with no outs and the bases loaded, then pops out on a 2-1 count to foul territory. The guy is useless as a catcher. I mean, what the fuck are we doing? Like, we had
but
Jose
Molina. But he frames
Molina.
Pitches. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's embarrassing, and he was supposed to be a big part of our lineup this mm-hmm. year because he did so well with the Twins. He hit like 260 something Padres.
Yeah, and that's just not. We didn't get any of that.
We didn't get none of that. Maybe he's having a down year. Maybe I don't know.
We've always had problems with catcher.
We have.
It's like the equating Rays catcher is Bucks quarterback.
I mean, Kirk Casale showed a little bit of promise, and he certainly took over for Rene Rivera, and he's done okay, I guess. Yeah. But yeah, man, Rene Rivera has just been. I would say Rene Rivera is the biggest disappointment of this year.
I would say Matt Moore.
Nah, Matt Moore was a big question mark, and I kind of, you kind of didn't know whether you expected the old school Matt Moore.
But I never foresaw him coming in and then being sent back down healthy.
Matt Moore is not somebody who I put a lot of stock in at the beginning of the season. I kind of felt like if he came back and did good, then great. If not, then whatever. We still have Cobb and Archer and
Smiley pitch.
Smiley. And then Smiley and Archer, or Smiley and Cobb are gone, whatever, fucking, I don't know.
Yeah. But last night was just, it was terrible. We had the bases loaded 3 innings in a row.
Yep.
And we did nothing.
Yep.
In 3 innings, we had 9 men left on base.
I was there and I watched it.
It was sucky.
It was.
How many times did we have the bases loaded last night? Like 4?
We had it quite a few times. I don't know offhand exactly.
And we didn't do anything with it.
The situational hitting, as always, as is the Rays, is terrible. But, I mean, you got to think that with no outs, Rene Rivera would at least – all he needed to do was just hit it find a pitch
enough.
To hit and then hit it far enough. That's all you got to fucking do. Yeah. And he's swinging at bullshit and popping out to our own dugout.
Yeah, that's
– what the fuck, man?
You should be able to defend your dugout. If there's a foul ball coming to it, you should be able to like throw fists.
Yeah, you should be able to like yeah. Like let's borrow some hockey sticks from the Lightning and just throw them out there.
Do you think the players, when a hockey player gets checked over the boards, do you think they're receiving and friendly to him?
No, they punch him in the face.
They don't help him up.
Yeah.
they sure as shit don't help him like catch a puck or get a hold of any. No.
Sorry. Oh, sorry. Oh, nope. Trying to help you up. You're down.
Whoops. Like, there was a, I forget. Was I? You know, I might be blurring movies and reality, but I remember seeing a scene where a hockey player got checked over and they kept his stick from him. He had to go get a new stick.
I don't know. I cannot confirm one way or the other, but I will say that does sound like the truth. I will defer to you, Nick, because you are the hockey expert.
Well. in my official hockey expert opinion, Rays do suck.
So at Becker Boy asked me a few questions on Twitter, and I asked him if I could respond on the podcast, and he said that would be fine. So I feel like I would be remiss if I didn't address these questions. He asked, what is your opinion on Steve Dumeg? Does Cash really
read the
computer readouts? Is Boxberger really that bad? Right? Is that what I said?
Having trouble with your handwriting?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Is Boxberger really as bad as they say?
Yeah, my handwriting sucks. Dude, I think this is what I think.
So answer question one.
So this is what I think. I think Dumeg is right in the sense that Kevin Cash is an organizational kind of guy that, you know, Joe Maddon definitely had the luxury of having gone so far in the playoffs with his proven methods that they're just like, okay, fine, go with it. I think Cash is the kind of guy where the organization can manipulate to play their way.
So he's like a figurehead?
Yeah. But, I mean, I heard last night, like, dudes were saying, oh, how's that sabermetrics work tonight for you tonight, Kevin Cash? And it's like, fucking, it's kind of the dudes, like, the dudes out there playing. Like, if our game is pitching in defense and we have so many errors every night.
Yeah,
like,
and earn runs.
That's a fucking problem that the manager can't control here, you know? I think a little bit too much blame is placed on the coaching staff, where it's like, yeah, you know what? We kind of suck in other areas too. Yeah. You know, we're kind of making too many errors. We're kind of.
I know we're jumping around here a little bit, but I want to ask you a question because you kind of brought it up.
Yeah.
Would you say of all the coaches/managers of every major sport, is the most useless the baseball manager?
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Because how many times have you heard, like, oh, the baseball manager, he's taking over hitting coach duties, or he's doing this.
Oh, you're
this.
Fired. The bench coach is promoted.
Like, okay. Yeah. But how many times in football do you hear, like, okay, he's taking over the play calling for the, the offensive coordinator, or.
Perfect example. A manager gets suspended in baseball for one game. The bench coach takes over. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Sean Payton missed a game.
Set the fucking lineup. Manage the fucking bullpen. Don't pitch these guys tonight. Yeah.
He's down the hallway like, hey,
yeah,
stop that.
I mean, even so, like, a fucking indie can be like, okay, these guys pitched three nights the last couple of weeks. Obviously, he's not available tonight. This is the lineup I'm putting out there. There you go. Yeah. I'm a manager. Come on, guys, win a game.
Exactly. They're cheerleaders.
They are. They really are.
So, yeah. All right. I'm glad you guys.
That's like John Farrell. John Farrell's like, he's leaving because he has cancer, and you know, I wish him the best, and that it really sucks, and that's a terrible situation for the Red Sox to go through.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they'll be fine because they're just gonna have a guy come up in there and set the lineup and you know, make sure the bullpen's doing fine, and yeah, there you go.
You probably got it from all the like lead paint at Fenway.
Oh God. No comment. No comment. No comment. So, I mean, a lot is being made of, like, okay, is Cash, you know, is Cash reading computer readouts, or is, you know, I don't know. I think he's an organizational hire, so I think there's a lot of input being
other
given
people,
to him.
Yeah, he's got some strings on him.
Yeah, there's a couple strings on him. I definitely think that. But I think, whoops. I think he's doing a fair job, all in all, with what he has. In terms of injuries, in terms of players, in terms of like this, the kind of lucky that he's had this season, he's doing fine. Let's all just calm down. Let your boners take a little rest for a couple seconds.
We weren't thought to be anything this year.
Right.
So, whoop-de-frickin-do, we aren't.
We were going to be a shit team, and then all of a sudden everybody's like, oh, fuck, and we're all injured. We could have been awesome without that. And yeah, of course, but.
Yeah, could have, should have, would have, though.
Could have, should have, like, would have. You know, I think my grade for Cash overall this season has been positive. He's been a good manager.
C+. I give him
C+. I have no problems with him. Yeah, I want to see him back next year.
Exactly.
I don't want to see him fired.
Nope.
I do want to see Derek Shelton the fuck out of here. But
I'm finally at that point where I'm not going to defend him anymore. Whatever. Like, you can't be standing, you can't be a criminal standing in front of the judge and be like, I don't know what happened. I just, you know, the car was there and I got into it. And no, you do that enough, you're going to go to jail. This guy can't do his job. Fire him.
He's going to go to fucking Matt Silverman's office and be like, oh, well, we were eighth coming back from the All-Star break. Yeah. Oh, go fuck yourself. You're fired. We're bringing in Dirk Cutter. Fuck yeah. It.
By the way, I've been pronouncing his name wrong the entire time.
Dirk Cutter.
I thought it was Coder.
Yeah.
It's Cutter. Cutter.
Yeah. Yeah. Matt Silverman's going to bring in Dirk Cutter. They're going to get Matt Ryan from the Falcons. Rays, fucking Stanley Cup champions.
Done.
Done.
Well, there's your
fuck off.
There's your take. Oh.
Dun, 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 dun. It's been a... I don't want to say the season is over, but the season is over.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it is. We're not making the playoffs. Come on. Yeah. Let's be real for a second.
Exactly. Here. We're not. And if we do, what are we going to do there?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, really. Who are we going to beat in a three-game set?
Let me tell you.
Six-game set.
This is the best-case scenario for the Rays. We get in the second wild card. Archer wins the wild card game, and we lose the next one.
Yeah. Fucking Odo coughs up a few runs in exactly. The next game. Oops. Oh, fuck. Whoops. Hey, good season, right? Let's hang another banner. Da, 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 da,
yeah, exactly.
2015 second wild card champion.
Exactly. Like, they're running out of print on the flag. Yeah. It's like, why is that flag bigger than the rest of them?
It's almost,
because we're the second wild card team.
It's almost embarrassing because people go into the stadium and like, oh, you fucking celebrating a wild card berth? And we're like,
that's what we got.
It was fun.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? When we have banners raised, I'm good for AL East champions. Great.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, you won the division.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's fair.
AL champions. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You won,
yeah.
you won the AL pennant.
It's the World Series.
Fuck. That's it. That's all it should be.
Yeah.
Stop putting up the wild cards. It's making people think Tropicana is even bigger of a joke.
Or every time that we go to the playoffs, like, stop with that, because everybody's like, oh, nice job on your almost champion banner. It's like, fuck off, Boston.
Meh.
Fucking Boston fans. They want to suck my dick. You know what? Yeah, okay. Yeah, your dick's all big and fucking huge now, and you're, we won so many championships, the Bruins and the Patriots and the Red Sox. Yeah, you know what, motherfucker? You're going to have a long-ass fucking time before you win another. It might not be next year. It might not be the year after. But I tell you what, man, there's going to be a good long time before you have another championship.
Yeah, it's been a nice long stretch.
Yeah, and when that happens, we still won't win a championship at Tampa, but at the same time, fuck you.
I don't know. I think the Lightning out of chance by then.
Yeah, I think the Lightning.
Please help us, Lightning.
The Lightning are in a 5-year window right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, last year was year one for the
year
window.
One.
So you
have
four more years.
I would agree with that. We'll see what happens. Anyways,
here's Wally.
Take your report and shove it up your fucking ass.
All right. You got anything else?
Ryan Callahan got on Twitter.
Callie's on Twitter. Fuck yeah, Callie. Go fuck yourself.
That's news in the offseason.
It is. I know. It's like we're so starved for hockey that we're like, Ryan Callahan, it's on Twitter.
Exactly.
Oh.
We are... Well, that's a nice refreshing. We're close to real football.
So close.
And you know the funny thing is, I always love week one of college football because I know what next week brings.
Which is what?
Week one of NFL.
Oh, you're right.
They always do. The college is like that the pre-teaser.
All right, Nick, let's go to I'll go to Clearwater for week one.
No, I don't have
college
cable.
Football.
Fuck it.
For college football.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Let's go to like a wing house and let's get some wings. We'll watch like a Seminoles or Gators game, whatever the game is that week.
No,
let's watch
fuck
some college
that.
Football.
I'm taking you to 1933 pub.
Oh, yeah. Let's go there. All right. And then week one, football. Let's come to my place.
Yeah, it's
Anthony and JJ and Jonathan and Robert and everybody, Shark Dropper, everybody's invited. Anthony, Anthony fucking strike twice. You want to come? You can sure, come on man. Out. Yeah. Come out to the house. Jared, you want to come? Come out to the fucking house.
Kyle Barber, come on
Kyle
over.
Kyle Barber, come to the fucking house. Whoever wants to come out, come out to the house. We're having a party. We're having a motherfucking party week one. I want all the motherfuckers to be there. Let's Skype in or something. Win or lose. Draw, whatever.
Football's back.
Football's back. Let's make some brats. Let's put some wings on the grill. Let's just do some shit and get active, baby. Let's have a good time.
That is a good way to end this.
That's a good time. Yeah, I think that's a good way to end this. Yeah. I've got nothing else.
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nope.
All right, cool. Go to sharkdropper.com, www.sharkdropper.com. All of our podcasts are there. We make it super easy for you. There's pictures. You just click on the picture for the podcast that you want to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
We have new episodes of Doppel Avenue Hurt, so if you want to hear me be a detective, you can do that.
Wait, there's a way they can hear episodes 2 and 3 as well.
Oh, yes, that's right. There's a Patreon button. So if you go to sharkdropper.com, there's a little button by the homepage. It says Patreon. You can click on that. And you can become a patron for just $1 a month, which is $12 for a year, which is nothing. That's a Chipotle burrito with guac and with chips. That's all that will cost you to support us.
We need to find the prices of things that are $12 and for a value meal at...
You're right. For a fucking a buy one, get one on cheese at Publix.
You could support us.
You could fucking support us. No, $12 for two pieces. I don't know. Anyways... You can support us on Patreon. So sharkdropper.com, by the home button, is Patreon. Go and support us there if you like us. If not, go fuck yourself. Why are you listening to us? I still love you, though. I still love you.
Come back.
Please come back. Please come back. That's all I got. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio. Thanks to Audible.
If you want to, I hope you do, take 90 seconds, go to iTunes, rate and review us. It makes us help. It helps us. It makes us look bigger than we are.
Makes us look great.
That's all I've got.
That's all I've got. I'm ready to get out of here, man. We're at an hour five.
It's not warm though. It's nice.
Not
and
warm. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. We're approaching winter, so that means that we're gonna have.
Dude, we're gonna have a hurricane on Monday.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody, be cautious. Tropical storm on Monday. Yep. Make sure to
sandbags and alcohol.
Actually, just make sure to do whatever the fuck you were going to do anyways, because it's a tropical storm.
Yeah.
And it's Florida.
It's called bad weather.
Yeah. It's called we don't give a fuck. Yeah. What is it? Category 3? All right.
I won't go into work.
I won't. Cool. We get a day off of work. It's category 3. Yeah. Sweet.
Category 1? Oh, man. Now that means my socks are going to be wet.
Yeah, call me when it's fucking category 5 or above. Go fuck yourself. Tropical depression? If this was New York, oh, my God!
What are we going to do? It's so terrible.
Shut it all down. Shut everything.
Here, we're like, have a party.
Yeah, we're like, fuck yeah, man. Tropical storm. Maybe we'll have to go to work on Monday. That'd be sweet.
This is our version of snow days.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Okay. All right. That was War of the Bay for this week. Everybody stay safe out there. If there is a tropical storm, whatever, fuck it. I am Kyle.
I am Nick.
Goodbye.
T-minus 5 seconds till shark drop. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop the shark! Go! Go! Go!
This podcast is a Shark Dropper Studios production.